Well, you know, the Lord does more than just one thing at a time, don't you? When the preacher preaches, if there are 50 people in the room, there are 50 messages being heard. When the Holy Spirit speaks as we worship, he speaks to all of us. If we'll open our hearts and listen and say, okay, Lord, that's for me. What is it you're saying to me this morning? Beautiful personal application. Thanks, Margie. Well, we have special friends with us this morning. Now he's back in the room. So I would like to have our friends come on up right here. Both of you, Pastor Dr. Chris Lodovic and his new wife, Lorena. We welcome you to Grace Christian Center. Yes, that's this radiant, glorious newlywed couple standing here before us. So we welcome you. And as I get ready to introduce him, you see if you want to bring a greeting as well. We welcome you to do so. But above all, we are so thankful they're with us. These have been friends of ours for many years. We've always said we are humbled and blessed as a small congregation to be able to have Pastor Chris with us. This is a man used powerfully and mightily by the Lord in South Africa to bring reconciliation between the races in his nation. He's been used around the world. He was Reinhard Bonnke's right-hand man for several years, and he has been used to minister the word of the Lord to many, many thousands and thousands of people gathered. And yet, as our friend, I'm really humbled that he has seen fit to be able to say yes and come be with us here in Port Ludlow. Of course, we all know there's no place on earth like this place that we get to live in, right? Right here on the Olympic Peninsula. But we welcome you. We love you guys. And we congratulate you. They got married in South Africa and then did a service again just a few weeks ago in Lynnwood that we weren't able to be at. But we welcome you here this morning. God bless you. We welcome you. And you've got a microphone, right?
Okay.
Yeah, by all means. You're on. Well, there you go, preacher lady. We'll see you.
Hi. They did this to me in South Africa. At the end of our lovely wedding, all these amazing people were there speaking, and all world-renowned speakers. And I was in awe of everything that I saw and did and was done around me and for me. And as I have been, as I've come up here, and I really appreciate you welcoming us so, so lovingly. But I'll tell you that story and then I'll give it to Chris. It's, I think it's my new favorite one now because... Yes, they all stood up. That's what our program was after our wedding. They all stood up and said all these incredible, amazing words. And Chris was the last one to speak, of course, as my new husband. And then he had the MC turn around and hand me the microphone. And he said, "And here is Mrs. Lodovic, and we want to give you the last word." And I looked at all these people and remembered all the amazing things they said. And I'm not usually, for me to be even talking to you guys is really pretty amazing. So I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, what in the world am I going to say after all of this? You know, so I remembered what he had said. He said, "We're going to give you the last word." So I took the microphone and I looked at everyone and I said, "Word." Thank you.
Can I leave? She even asked permission to leave. My, never before had such an obedient wife. Thank you so much for having me. And I assure you, I look forward every time it's on the calendar to come back here. This island has got hold of me, or is it the peninsula, whatever it is. We were here just during the week. My youngest daughter, which I call my baby daughter, she's going to be 50, but she's still my baby daughter. And she came to visit, went back home, I think arrived back home this morning. in South Africa. And where did we bring her? We brought her to the island here, and she traveled around. We came to Port Ludlow, and we came to show her, say, this is where our friends live around the area. And it was a joy. I'm saying this because this place has crept into my heart. I just love being here. We seldom leave here after church. We always leave about, whether it's 3 hours or 10 hours later. Because it's such a joy to be among friends and to be here. We say thank you to you. I said to somebody when I came in by the door, they said, congratulations. I said, yes, thank you. I feel whole again. Because every man without a wife is a half a person. And after 5 years of walking alone, I feel comfortable again because I'm whole again. And I don't know what got into her head to say yes, but she's in it now. There's no way back. And the Lord has been so gracious with us in the last 2-plus months that she came to visit in South Africa for the first time ever out of the Americas, and coming to South Africa, probably nervous, and we took her around the country, and she fell in love with Cape Town, but everybody that gets there wants to get back, and the Lord has been gracious to us, and she then later settled in, and we got married there on the I think it was the 10th of October, if I could remember correctly. And then we traveled, and we already got busy. She was straight into the ministry, and we covered in the short while since she's been around, ministering in the city of Cape Town to people, non-Christians and Christians, speaking to them about reconciliation and peace. And then we ministered in Stellenbosch, we ministered in Paarl, we ministered in Port Elizabeth, and then we came back to Johannesburg, and off we went to Wales, and we were in Wales, and from Wales to Coventry, and from Coventry to Port, another part of England, and then finally ended up in the London part, where we ministered there Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then headed for America. And it's now more than 3 weeks, I think, that we're here, somewhere around that. I'm bad with counting these numbers and such, but somewhere around there, close to 3 weeks that we're here. And we'll be here for another 3+ weeks, because we're waiting for Lorena's first great-grandchild to be born in 2 weeks or so, and then we'll head back to the mission field. And so we've stayed a long time, and we're staying and waiting for that baby. And while we're waiting for the baby, we head off to California, and we spend some time with Bayless Conley there in his work and ministry. And then we came back 2 days ago, and here we are, enjoying the time on the island. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a blessing. And I can assure you, God is at work. And the devil will never outdo him. He will always lose, but he's such a professional loser that he keeps on losing and he never gives up. Last Sunday, Lorena and I went for the first time to Renton. And we ministered there for the first time. And what blessed me was there were 32 nationalities in the church. 32 nationalities. It's a mission-minded church, and many of them were coming in from all places where they were. And there they were, and we had the privilege of ministering there. And hearing what God was doing in all of these countries. And everywhere we give you this great news, which is not breaking news, but renewed and refreshed news, that God is at work all over. And He will never be outdone. We praise the Lord that we have the privilege of seeing God at work. And I think I said it to you before, and I say it to you again, that by now, after 65 years of ministry, I believe Jesus is everything that he says he is. You know, if you start growing and you're young in the Lord, you get to know a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. And some you wonder, is it, can it, will it? But if you've been around as long as we have been around as older people, then you say to yourself, man, nothing will change my mind. Jesus is indeed everything that he says he is. And I thank God for that, that we don't have to doubt. He doesn't change. He's here with us today, and he will always be with us. I spent the 2 days in the week, at the latter part of the week, while Lorena's busy there, busy with at the church. Every time she comes here, she's back into her church there by Pastor John Engstrom. So I had the time to be alone with the Lord for a long time during this week. And so I had nobody else to speak to but to speak to the Lord. And I was blessed anew and afresh about something that always fascinated me in the Bible. And that's why I want to chat with you about the Mid-Ocean Memorial. You may not have heard that title before, but once upon a time there was a memorial in Mid-Ocean. And that really is when Joshua was preparing to go across. And the Bible speaks about when they got in the middle, the priests were there, and they had the memorial. So I call my talk with you this morning about the Mid-Ocean Memorial. That place that Joshua 3 verse 3 and 4 speaks about, how God opened the ocean and allowed his people to go through on dry ground. Now, I say it fascinates me because whenever I try to paint myself a picture of this happening, that happening that meant so much to the people of that time, because they were going over, leaving Jericho and getting into Canaan. That was something that was dreamt about, working, praying, and waiting for that moment. And eventually it happened, the day that they camped for 3 days just before the river, and then get ready to go through the ocean. And as I was spending the time by my desk, I realized and sort of just thought what it was like. Here were 3.5 million people, children, mothers, all of them there, big crowd, they camping. They were told to stay there for about 3 days as they prepare, and it was told that they're going to go across. What a fate statement. They're going to go over, but the water is there. It's big. I mean, there's a lot of water. And they're going over. Can you imagine the conversations in those 3 days? Can you imagine the children saying, Mom, where are we going? No, we're going through here. Through here, Mom? And the other one say, Mom, is the boat coming to fetch us? Are we going to have a ferry across? No, no, we're going to walk through here. Walk through? Yes, yes, yes. Joshua said, we're going to walk through here. My, my, my. Humanly speaking, there must have been a lot of doubt. There must have been a lot of can you imagine the conversation for those 3 days among those 3.5 million people that are there? The conversations going, how do you think it's going to go? Where is this going to lead us? You know, no, we're going through. Through? Isn't there a better arrangement? okay, God has done it before when they came out, you know, as being prisoners and slaves. But now, I mean, this is different. We got to get through this, and all of our children and everybody, we're going to come out on the other side. My, what a conversation. And then eventually the day comes, and then there are instructions. The instructions are that you're going to walk across, but there's got to be like almost a half a mile between you and the ark. And the priests, about a half a mile. That means that's a massive gap between where the presence of God is and where the first lot is going to start coming across. Half a mile is long. And it's important that they do that because they can't walk too close to the ark in case the kiddies start running forward and touch the ark. That means they're dead if they touch the ark. So they way back there, and they're going to walk that alone. Mom, what about it? Must be shoes? No, 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 you can keep your shoes on. It's going to be dry. What? It's going to be dry, honey. It's going to be dry. We're just going to walk across as if it's a main road. All those conversations. What faith is needed for that? And then it speaks about the part of the ocean that comes from the south or the north, I'm not sure, but coming down there, and the walls will just open up and you walk through. Can you imagine? There's no way that 3.5 million people are all going to go, here we're going through, we're happy, we believe in, it's fate. No, they're human beings. They're going to watch that wall for any moment when it is going to, when is it going to come? Can you imagine yourself in that picture? You've got to go through here. And these walls are high. They rolled up and they're hanging there, and God is keeping them there, and they're going to go across. Can you imagine it? And the beauty is that the Bible says every one of them passed across. Nobody dropped out. Nobody dropped out. They all went through. Through that dry land in what was actually supposed to be extremely wet, muddy, and almost sinking sand, but it's dry ground as they go. And then they are told to stay back. Don't go too close so that you can see the road before you. And the reason why it is told to them is because you have never been on this road before. That's the instruction. Stay back, because this is strange country. You have never been here before. We all know what it means to get to that place. The place where we've never been before. I call it the hitherto spot. The hitherto. Hitherto the Lord has helped us, but we need more help. We got to get through this. Hitherto he's helped us, but that was on dry land. Now he must help us through wetland. It's different. Hitherto we had experience of God, but hitherto we have not had anything like this. We've traveled the desert for years, but here we've never been. This is new territory. I assure you that just as they were concerned about getting to a place where they have never seen and never been before. Just as much you and I, when we come to that place called hitherto, have our own concerns about where we find ourselves. The world that we are in now, hitherto, we've not been there. That's for sure. Hitherto, we have never been to where the world is now. It's new territory that we are in. It's new kind of news bulletins that we read. It's a different world. It's new kind of languages that are spoken. It's new kinds of habits and everything. It's new. We've never been this way before. But the picture that I see there, that they are told to stay back so that they can see where they are going because they haven't been there before, I think that message also suits us today. That we will not in the river stand back, but we will stand back as we know who walks before us. We haven't been there before, but we know someone who's been there before. Even for Joshua, it was new. He's been through already, through a river, because he was one of those that came out. He's an original, and there's a few of them. They must be older people now. Most of them have died off. But he knew a little bit about it. But this one is a bit different. It's more tough. He's never been there before. You and I find ourselves in the same space. I found myself in places that I never thought I would see in my life, where I've never been before. And the amazing thing is, if you keep the space with somebody leading you in front that knows the road that you don't know, then you're safe. Somebody was surprised when last week I mentioned it to somebody. We were just in discussions about, you know, countries and traveling and where and what's happening. And then I said, well, you know, God has graced me with the privilege to work in 124 countries. And they say, oh, it must have been dangerous. What have you all? I said, I have never even lost a suitcase in 45 years of traveling globally. Never even lost a suitcase. I've lost nothing. I've never been delayed. I have had favor. Why is it? Why is it? Because every country I come to is a new place where you've never been before. But I know somebody who's been there. And as long as I keep somebody ahead of me who's been there before, then I'm safe. So you and I, in a world that we don't know and haven't known, totally new world that we find ourselves in, an uncomfortable world, yes, for all of us. We've never been there before, but we have somebody who's been there before. And that somebody that knows the road will travel with us, will cover us, will protect us, will be there for us. And we as, adults, have the privilege, because we've been there, to nurse our children across the river when they ask the questions. Mom, how is this going to work? You know, is there a boat coming to fetch us? No, we're going to go through on dry land, son. Why, Mom? How can it be? Because it's wet. Yes, son, but God will provide, because we've got to know Him. We not only got the information for ourselves, we got the information, we got the experience, we got the testimony for our children's children, and our great-grandchildren to tell them. I have no greater joy than seeing and knowing that my immediate family, which I used to call a family, I now call them a tribe, because they've outgrown family status, and they're now a tribe. They're all there, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and they hang in there by the dad, by the house, and I ask them, why do you have a home? Pay me and stay here. Because they're more there than at their own house. But to see and to know that they are all and everyone serving the Lord is the greatest joy of my life. But I got to be the light. I got to be the one that answers the questions. Is this water really going to shift when we're coming to a dry spot? Are we really going to get through? Isn't it just biblical talk? No, it's real, son. It's real. We've been there before when it comes to their part of what they must hear from us. But when we walk to lead in front, then it's a place that we have never been before. And we got a journey to travel, not only for ourselves, this new road that we're traveling, but also a journey so that we can answer those that come after us and say, no, I've been there. I've done that. God has taken me through. We all know the story that they came out on the other side. All 3.5 million of them, they came out on the other side. And listen, they didn't even have to go and get new shoes. Sadly for the shoe shops. But they came out on the other side. It was dry land. And when they came out on the other side, can you imagine the strength of their faith and their belief in God? I can just imagine. There would not be a moment that they did not have a testimony for somebody and say, I've been there. I've been through it. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the waters part, and I saw people go through on dry land. We have a witness. You and I, we have a witness. We've been there. But every single generation and every time as we go forward, we'll come to places that we have never been before. But the joy is that because we have had previous experiences, this one will take on. This one will take on. That is why when we talk about what our world is like and all over that we're talking about, what our world has become, things that shake us, things that trouble us at times, sometimes I wonder, why am I at peace when the world is at war? And then I say, thank you, Lord, that even in the storm, I can be at peace. Because I have walked with my Lord from that day when I gave my life to Him 65 years ago. The words that I preached 65 years ago, I still preach that He is the answer to whatever problem there may be. It is a place that we have never been. What we have now in our world, no matter what country you are in, people talk about what is now the best country to be in. There's no perfect one. There's no perfect one. God just gives us grace by everyone wherever we go that we can pass through and go from where we are to where we need to be. That picture, that Joshua 3, verse 14 to 15, and all the verses follow us, paints for us a picture of an absolute miracle, which means that God is not finished with miracles. And He will still continue with those miracles. And then came the priests of the ark, and they go through. And in the middle they were instructed there to have a memorial. Thank God for that. We don't build memorials when we through the storm. We build memorials in the middle of the storm. We don't wait until it's all over and I have a good day and then I feel I can rejoice and make God's name great. No, we will do it even in the middle of that storm. While the waters are holding up and the others have gone through all of that 3.5 million. Okay, put on, one or two harlots because they helped. They helped them before as spies to get them through. I wonder what kind of people all there were. The Bible doesn't say much. It just says, Rahab and those ladies, they can also go through with their whole families. And so it's not all perfect people going through, but they were people that got to know what God does and what God is able to do, and they got through. But that memorial is special. Why? They put up these memorials is, and your children ask, why is this dad? And you can say, hitherto the Lord has brought us. Through here, the Lord has taken us. And my recommendation is set up as many monuments on your journey as you travel this road in life. Set up monuments in your home, in your neighborhood, with people, where you work. Set up monuments that you can remember things by. Lorena has now been traveling with me for the last 2 months or so. And we're in the car so much and in the air and all over. And we talk, and I'm normally the talker. She has to just sometimes, quiet me down and get a word in. But that's how preachers are. She is amazed at all the stories I have to tell. Because my life is full of stories. She read my biography. She said she read it twice. I don't know how many times more, but she read it, but she still asked. And I bring this question. She says, but that's not in the book. I said, yeah, it needs another 10 books but to come, because there are many stories. Those are stories of celebrating when we talk. Stories that reminds us of what God is able to do and what God has done. For we have at certain places not been until now, but we have been to enough places to know that God is everything that He says He is. Every single thing that He says in the Bible, He truly is. It's a good place to be, where God is. Where God is. Born and raised in Egypt, carried through the wilderness, and eventually comes to this experience as one of the greats of the Bible, Joshua. The fight is still at hand. They got through the water, but there's still a fight at hand. Every it there is, the this it and the that it and that it. You know all those ites? All the ites are still there that's got to be conquered. 40,000 of those men are the ones in front of war that's got to go fight. And as they go on fighting all those ites, there's still a life that needs to be lived and victories to be won. You and I have been through a few oceans. We've been there, done that. God has been gracious. But I have news for you. God is not finished with you. God has not pensioned you. Maybe the government gives you a pension, but God has not pensioned you. He provides for you, yes. But He still requires and needs all of us to be in the war and to conquer. We may not go to foreign countries, but there's enough that needs to be done around our towns, our cities, our countries. I'm excited about the future. Absolutely. And now that I have a new lease of life because I'm whole again, you know, because I was a half a man for the last 5 years. Now I'm whole again. I have new energy. I want to get going. I want to run. And Lorena has to keep up. And she does it well. She does it well. I am so, so happy that the Lord has granted me this favor that I have a partner in crime. She can't tell me I'm an old man because she's now also becoming a great grandmother. And I love it because we're now in the same league, you know. You know, I felt a little bit out, you know. I am a great grandfather, and she's just a grandmother. Now she's in my league. Okay? So I don't have to feel bad. We got a journey to do. We got a lot to do. We're going to get across what we got to get across to. I want to share with you, and I won't keep you. Lunch is coming at the normal time. This hitherto place that God has brought us through must teach us something. Every step that we take through that, God must teach us something, and we must be open to the teaching of something fresh, something new. Just as much as we've never been there before, what lies ahead is nowhere near what we have traveled before. But thank God, this place where we are now, I would like to firstly call it the place of assessment. The place of assessment. Every time a milestone is reached, that we come to a stop, and that we quiet ourselves and ask ourselves, what have I accomplished? Where am I? What has happened? How did I get where I am? A time for assessment. This hitherto spot is a place for assessing. What can I do more? What could I have done differently? You can't roll back the clock, but you can learn from the clock. So that next, you do it even better. You do it even stronger. It's an opportunity for assessment. In our world, where we are now, we've traveled to here. To hitherto we've traveled, and we have the opportunity to assess. What could I have done differently? How can I do more? It's a good way to answer ourselves. What can I do differently? What can I do better? We never, never, never will be at the end of learning. We will always learn lessons, because tomorrow will have its own lessons. But what is important in our assessment is to ask ourselves, what can I do differently next time I come to that challenge? Why? Because I've been through the river. I've seen the miracles. I know God's hand is there. What can I do more? What can I do differently? How can I handle a situation differently? It is a place of, for us, as an assessment. Thank God that the hitherto is also a place to give thanks. Because when you get there, you say, thank you, Lord. Hitherto you have brought me. It's a place of thanksgiving. What am I saying? I'm saying to you, never, never stop giving thanks to God. Because nothing where we have been brought is brought there by simple or just chance. It is Him that has brought us where we are now. That stop of them in the middle of the ocean was a celebration, but it was also a thanksgiving because they gave thanks to God. 3 days they prayed and hanged around before they got into the river. And then afterwards, they gave thanks. Our stops in life gives us an opportunity to grow stronger in our thanksgiving, where we learn to even give more of ourselves. And even if we get, none of us get old, we just get older. And there's a big difference between being old and being older. Older just means I'm a bit older than last yesterday. And that's fine, you know. And we're just getting older. And none of us are old. We're just a bit older. So we give thanks to God for where we are as older, a little bit more learned, had a few experiences. Thank you, Lord, for having brought us through. How can I now make my contribution? It is a place for assessment. It's a place to give thanks. But it's also a place to remember. I love it when we can roll back the clock and remember our yesteryear and our yesterdays. We talk fondly of it. Why? Because, must we remember? Because we never want to forget. We never want to forget. Why? Because it strengthens our tomorrow, our faith of tomorrow, if we remember what he has done today. We never want to forget. They put a monument there. This is the monument to remind us that God has brought us through. God has brought us through. We sometimes forget so easily. They say everything in life improves, even our forgettery gets better. And all of us, you know very young people. Yeah, we all adults, and all of us, you know, our forgettery improves as years go on. And I also need help, and, all of us. I sometimes forget my own name. Then I ask Lorena, what's my name again? But I'm not that serious. But it is a place where we remember. But it's also a place for new beginnings. That place there is also a place for new beginnings. Because every lesson learned makes us wiser for the next step going forward. The lessons learned because we have never been there before. It's a place for new beginnings. I love new beginnings. I love anything new. You know, I love to have a new challenge. I spent much of my life in planning some of the world's biggest conferences in the world. And I love a challenge. I love a challenge. And when they came to me and said, look, there's a conference coming up, a world congress for the globe, coming up from every single nation of the world, headed up by Billy Graham. And we want you to spend the next 5 years in planning that. I said, what? They said, yes, there's a budget of $300 million. And you're going to take a front row there and get this going. First of all, I got nervous. And I shuddered. And once I cooled down, I said, baby, here I come. And you challenge. I love challenges. As long as it's not your wife challenging you, but any other challenge, I would gladly take. Sometimes I think I'm, overestimating myself, and you realize you're getting a little bit less younger, but it is a chance for new beginnings. New beginnings. It's a place also for getting stronger. Because after an experience like that in the water, with 3.5 million people walking for many hours because they got to walk slow and walking, my, that is an experience as they have never had before. And it can only make you stronger. It will only make you stronger. And finally, must I say to you, it is also a place that they got to know their Redeemer as they have never known him before. They got to know their Redeemer, their God, as they have never known him before. And I say to you, let every single victory be a new experience of knowing God better than you have ever known him before. So that we can see him growing in our own lives, the faith, the strength, and the energy for going forward. I pray that the Lord help all of us, you and me, as we go forward, and having crossed so many rivers in our lives, and having crossed a lot of dry beds, that we would stay faithful to the Lord and say, Lord, hitherto you've helped me, and I'm ready for the next experience. That will be my response to the Lord. Hitherto, in all of these years, you have carried me. Give me the next challenge. Give me the next experience. How can I not remember? How can I not be thankful for all and everything that he has done? I will remember that precious day. I was only 14 years old. Now you're trying to work out my age if I put it all together. Okay. I was only 14 years old when they asked me to preach to 1,000 young people. And I was only given my life to the Lord a month earlier. And have to speak to 1,000 young people. I'm glad the videos are not available. I have no idea. I was more shocked than anybody else to see young people come forward with tears in their eyes, giving their lives to the Lord. Because what do I know about the sermon? I'm 2 weeks old in the Lord. And I'm going to preach to 1,000 young people and see them come to the Lord. But there, he already taught me a lesson. It's not about me. It's all about him. All I need to do is present him. Just introduce him to the audience. And when I introduce him to the audience, he takes over and does the rest. I pray that God may bless your future greater than he has even blessed your past. And that he'll take you through what you're going through. No matter what you're going through, he'll take you through what you're going through. Because on the other side is dry land. And sometimes, even in the wet, it is dry when God is with you. God bless you, and I love you.
I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. How many are glad you've been here this morning? To hear a consistent theme through the entire morning, look how good God is. The big arm of God, the future looking forward, he's got us in his hands. And Pastor Chris's message, absolutely fantastic. How many know God's going to get you through? And the miracle is he gets you through on dry ground. Fantastic message. And it's so cool. I brought it up with me. He didn't even mention it. This humble man of God, his book here is called Life, Love, and Lessons Learned. And so did you bring any of these today? Where can they pick these up? This is a wonderful book. Christ the Rock Fellowship in Linwood, Pastor Engstrom's church. You could pick one of these up. I'm sorry, I don't mean to throw it all around. You can pick these up. It's a great, excellent read. And makes you humbled when you look and see what God does and what he continues to do. We are delighted you guys have been with us this morning. Thanks for giving us the privilege. How many of you feel encouraged in the Lord? Stand with me, will you? Let's close with that last song that we did. If you're here this morning and the Lord has spoken to your heart, let me say it differently. If you haven't heard from the Lord this morning, we need to pray resurrection for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good news that you've brought this morning, for all that you have done, and all that you have done in Pastor Chris's life, and now Pastor Chris and Lorena. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles, the grace, the good news, and all that you've accomplished in his life so he could bring this message here to us this morning. Lord, we know that whatever we're going through, we will get through. And thank you that you're the God who brings us through on dry ground and takes us on to the next new steps. We are excited about new beginnings, a new day in the Lord. Even as we stand here this morning, we know it's shortly a new year. Now, that doesn't affect you as much as we mark the calendar that way. But we thank you that there's new beginnings, a new start, a new opportunity, and a new day to be able to sing praises to your name. We love you, Lord, and we yield to you in Jesus' name with grace and thanks. Amen. If the Lord has spoken to your heart this morning, you need further prayer, there'll be some people over here. If you need healing in your body, there'll be people there to pray for you. We are so glad that you've been with us this morning, and we invite you to be back next Sunday as we worship the Lord again, Wednesday night grace gathering. But above all, go through with joy all week long. Pastor Chris, would you and Lorena please come up here? Would you extend your hands toward them this morning? We're going to bless them as they go because we know they're here for a few more weeks, but their lives take them around the world, and we're going to continue to pray the Lord's blessing upon them. Come on up or extend your hands. Father, we thank you. We say, blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. We commit them into your hands for blessing as they go from this place over these next few weeks, that they'll be strengthened and blessed, encouraged even in their time here. But Lord, we know you're sending them out to new beginnings. We bless them in Jesus' name. Travel mercies, angels of protection all about them, but fresh new anointing to see the new challenge ahead and to meet it, oh God, with that grace and that anointing you've provided. Lord, we thank you for blessing them even as their lives and families blend together for the glory of the Lord. Blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. We bless them in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to have gathered together in your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've spoken and done in our lives. And thank you that we do get to leave differently than how we came. Changed by the grace of God. Changed more into your image, Jesus, than ever before. Would you raise your hands for the blessing? Now bless each one as they go from this place with the strength of Jesus and the encouragement in their bodies, their souls, and especially their spirits. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Bless each one and thank you for that blessing in Jesus' name. And they all said, amen. Amen. Be released in the joy of the Lord. Amen.